Welcome back to the Press Box. Another Saturday, but yet another big day. The Saturday card of the Breeders' Cup. My host, as always, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, Dave Fuzzy Baker, the man, the myth, the legend.
Jeter, we appreciate it. We'd like to tell folks that we appreciate you being here. But first of all, we want to let you know that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinsFires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Talking about it being another Saturday, not just another Saturday, it is one of the top four Saturdays in racing when you look at the Triple Crown and, of course, the Breeders' Cup. This day two, the older horses in action today. And Mr. McLean, you were not a big fan of the field in last year's Classic, but you are bullish on the 14 who will go to the gate later today.
Yeah, Buzzy, and, you know, again, this is kind of cyclical, and you know, but last year's Classic was definitely not a Classic. And you know, the horses, I said at the time, and I stand by it today, you know, there's allowance races at Churchill on a Thursday that was good as the Classic field a year ago. And that may be stretching it, but you get the image. And it just wasn't the best of the best that we've come to expect, or when you see Ali Sheba and Ferdinand, or you see AP Indy and Sunday Silence, and the greatest of the greats. It wasn't AP Indy, it was the big horse of Shug McGahee's. Can see now he's a big easy goer, and Sunday Silence. You know, I had my copious notes right here in front of me.
Love that, copious.
But anyway, this year's Breeders' Cup Classic, now $7 million, which I'm glad to see for three-year-olds and up. And it's really, really, I think, an interesting field. I think it's intriguing. I think it's got certainly a big international flavor to it. With the news that City of Troy is going to try the dirt for the first time. And there's so many, you know, sidebar stories that could develop before, during, and after this race, and I just think it's a really interesting race. I love it. I think they've done a hell of a job putting this field together.
Okay, so obviously my eye goes immediately to several horses, but people aren't here listening to us because of my eye. Who are you going to start out with today?
Well, no, I think we're going to be tuned in to the Buzzy Baker eye story, you know. I made some declarations last year, and people kind of turned a side eye and kind of scoffed when I threw society
Nobody
out last
ever
year.
Nobody scoffed at what you've said.
Scoffed,
dear God.
Out loud, scoffed, and ridiculed some of my choices last year. But when I threw out society, who ended up being the favorite, everybody kind of laughed, and I said, I just don't think she's coming in the race last year in good shape, and she did not run well, and there were some others that I just didn't like. This year, there is a horse in the Classic that I am tossing. I tossed it, made the announcement the other night at the handicapping seminar at the LTS, Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and, you know, turned some heads and eyes. But I'm tossing Fierceness out of – and I'm bold enough to say I don't think he's going to finish in the top four, Buzzy.
No kidding.
Yeah, and, you know, this horse is likely to be the favorite. You know, maybe City of Troy gets it, but – Fierceness, obviously the winner of the Traverse, two in a row. He won the Jim Dandy at Saratoga, came back, won the Traverse by a head over the fast closing Torpedo Anna. But I, you know, there's several reasons, and that I just I'm tossing Fierceness.
Wow. Okay, that's got me taken aback a little bit. So the question becomes, how do you play it then?
Yeah. You know. You know, I just kind of in closing statement on the Fierceness, I kind of threw the line out there. I thought you would hit right on the bait. But there are several reasons I don't like Fierceness in this particular race. One, I do think he has forward-placing speed, and I think he would like to get out there and fall into a spot that's, you know, comfortable and not pressing. He was able to do that in the Travers. He was able to do that in the Jim Dandy. He was able to do that in the Florida Derby. You know, he set the early fractions and kind of controlled that race. He's not going to be able to do that in this race. He just doesn't have that forward placing speed that it's going to take, and he's not going to be left alone on the front end either. And by virtue of both of those things, I think he burns out. He's never shown to me, Buggy, that he can look another horse in the eye and then man up and say, "I'm going to kick your butt and I'm going to put you away." And
you're questioning his manhood.
Well, you know, some horses have that instinct of, well, as you come to me, I'm coming back at you tenfold. And it's really not his manhood. I just don't think it's in his character. And you're not going to change him now. He's 3 years old and he's raced eight times and he is what he is. And I think he will be out there in a position. But when it comes race time, I think he may have spent too much energy on the speed part of the race. And then
I hope Todd Fletcher plays this latest analysis by you in the stall tomorrow before they walk over.
I hope so, too. The God Squad is just not this horse just has never looked a horse in the eye when he's had situations, you know, kind of against him. He's been able to throw a bit, you know, toss the bit right out of his mouth when he didn't, you know, he didn't have it all his way. And that happened in the Champagne as a 2 year old. It happened in the Holy Bull when a horse named Hades beat him. I mean,
yep.
You know, you can't find Hades these days with the search warrant. He ran 15th in the Kentucky Derby after being right there on the lead and in a great stalking position. And when horses look him in the eye, I just don't know if he is looking back at him and saying, "Bring it on," like Ali Sheba would do or some of the other greats. And I think there's a prime opportunity for Fierceness to say, "I'm taking the first train out of Del Mar, headed back to easier confines."
Okay, who's going to win the race then? Now that we've listened to this scurrilous attack that people will be scoffing at all over the racing world.
That's exactly right. I am going to go with the horse that had a real possibility to win. If he and Sierra Leone hadn't caught each other and just wrangled each other during the whole stretch of the Derby, Forever Young, the Japanese horse, as a true closer in a race that has plenty of speed and stalking speed. And so Fierceness will be out there. This horse is going to be from the far outside, trained by William Cowans, named Next. His race record is truly amazing. He's all speed. City of Troy, who we'll get to in just a second, wants to be close, if not on the lead. Then you've got Highland Falls, who wants to be stalking speed, and then maybe Tampa Trace, who wants to be a stalking close. So there's plenty of forward pace. I think Forever Young is the best true closer, maybe even a deep closer in this field. But I think
You think better than his countryman, Derma Sadagaki.
I think Derma has got a shot, and I'm going to use Derma. I think he ran in this race third, I think, a year ago against a very, as we've mentioned before, very different crowd than he'll see today. But, Buzzy, I think Forever Young is the horse sitting on a big one. And, he ran in Dubai, won the Dubai Cup, and he comes to Kentucky, and no horse has ever come from Dubai to win the Derby, and that's well-documented. Obviously, no Japanese bred has won the Kentucky Derby, and he ran a hell of a race. I mean, he really did. Him and Sierra Leone were a head bob away from second and probably could have beaten the McPeak horse on the inside if they had looked up and just, caught wind of him. But anyway, all that being said, I think Forever Young is the horse to beat. The most intriguing horse in the race, Buzzy, is City of Troy. This is a horse that Aidan O'Brien has already said the best horse he's ever trained in his life, and
ever.
That says a whole lot from a Hall of Famer, times many. This is a son of Justify. He is a Kentucky bred out of a Galileo mare named Together Forever. This horse has raced seven times in his life. He's won six of them. The only time he didn't was the first start this year in a Group 1 race at Newmarket. But every other time, this horse has won by length, by nearly three, by over three, by over six, and by nearly three. And on the grass in Europe, when you can do that, you're stamped yourself as a pretty doggone good racehorse. And this will be his first race on dirt, obviously. But I want to congratulate the connections of Aidan O'Brien for the Magniers and the Tabers and the Derek Smiths of the world. True sportsmen who own Coolmore and Coolmore Ashford over in Versailles. And
yes,
this city of Troy, I know he's going to stand his first year over in Europe. But man, if he could win the Classic and come back here and be a stallion in Kentucky, I think we've got a chance to turn our breeding program around on the grass side and compete again with the Europeans, which we just simply can't do today. And, you know, this horse, I think, would then have every opportunity to get a book of mares that are going to be on the dirt or throw progeny who can run on the dirt. You know, Justify wasn't too bad, and on the sire side, and Galileo wasn't too bad on the dam side.
Right. Okay. I want to let everybody know what you've got going, because you've got some great opportunities for people to take part in your extensive handicapping that you've done for this card. We'll talk about that in just a second. I just wanted to remind you of that. So before that, what else do you like? Do you want us to keep an eye out for on this card?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to go very quickly. Just finishing up, in the Classic, I'm going to box Forever Young, City of Troy, and Highland Falls, and Sierra Leone. All four of them I'm going to box. I'm going to key Forever Young and Sierra Leone, and then use them again over City of Troy, over and under City of Troy, Highland Falls, Tappet Trice, and Derma Sotogatti. So in the Classic, obviously, Forever Young and Sierra Leone are my two that I'm keying on. But Saturday starts with the Filly and Mare Sprint. The horse I really like, I didn't like her a year ago. I threw her out, probably the biggest favorite on the day. I threw her out, Society. She just didn't come into the race that last year. I think as good as she is this year, I think she's even better. She's 19 points higher this year in her earnings per start than over her career average. And her career average is 131. That's 4 points higher than Vava, who is going to be the favorite in this race, for Cherie DeVoe at 127. Society is 19 points higher than her career average at 131. She's all speed. She was fourth last year. I think she's got a big shot to kick this thing off right at a really decent price. Cogburn is the horse that everybody is going to single in their pick fives in the turf sprint, owned in part, in large part, and majority part by a guy named Clark Brewster. So you know how I feel about Cogburn. So I'm going to go elsewhere and use a horse named Bradswell and Big Eves. Big Eves won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf a year ago. He's back. And a horse named Bradswell, parked on the far outside. That's not advantageous, but he does have some spark stalker speed, and he beat Believing, who's in here, twice. Torpedo Anna is back, Muzzy. I don't see how they beat her unless she beats herself. I just can't see it. Raising Sea would be the only one I would give an outside shot. But Torpedo Anna, if everybody likes fierceness, Torpedo Anna was going to beat him. Given another 100 feet at in the Traverse. So Thorpita Anna, I think, is a superstar in the distaff. The mile and a half turf, I think it's now mile and three-eighths or something like that. Mile and a half turf. Rebels Romance, who's on the outside for Charlie Appleby. Shahar, who's closer down. This is a Japan horse. And JRB are my top three. JRB is going to be breaking from the five hole, but all of those are foreign connections, but by Rebels Romance. Then you got the Classic, again, I've said Forever Young, and then the Filly and Mare Turf. Cinderella's Dream, Moria content, again, going heavily on the European connections and all of the turf race. But Cinderella's Dream looks awfully good. Appleby and Buick team up there again. The sprint, I think is a tremendous race. And it's so much speed in here. It made us set up for a closer. And there's a couple of horses in here I really like named Remake and Don Frankie, but the true closer is Nakatomi. And so at a big price, Nakatomi, trained by Wesley Ward, may have an outside shot with the pace scenario. Other than that, Buzzy, the mile is always a great race on the grass. Again, I go foreign. I go Notable Speech, Appleby and Buick, Porta Fortuna. Easy for me to say. Aiden O'Brien horse, a multiple Group 1 winner over in Europe. Those are the two that I think are best. Again, the Americans I don't think can beat. And the last race, the final race, is the Mile Dirt. And one of my biggest plays of the day, Buzzy, is going to be Dwayne Lucas and Seize the Gray. I think the best stalker and finisher, the best closer in this race, plenty of speed to run at, domestic product and post time both look warrant a shot. But, Buzzy, I think there's a lot of horses in here, three or four, that are skipping the classic and dropping down to the dirt and saying, okay, this is an easier spot. I want a miler who can step up, not a horse at a mile and a 16th, a mile and eighth, a mile and a quarter stepping down. And Seize the Gray is a horse stepping up. And I really, really like Seize the Gray against this field of very fine milers in the final Breeders' Cup race. Seize the Day is going to be one of my bigger plays of the day, bud.
An outstanding synopsis. You just left one thing out in the turf. We will be going on the outside with Carl Spackler coming off a big win at Keeneland last time out.
You know, I love the way you say Spackler.
Spackler. We love Carl Spackler and his performance in Caddyshack. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's wishing you and yours a great, great weekend. And have, as always, we wish that you have the horse with you.
You as well, my good friend. But before I let you go.
Yes.
I'm going to get your picks for the classic.
Oh, Thunder Snow.
No. That's way too easy. We're going to go seriously. Dave Baker's selections for the classic. One of the better classics in that we've seen lately. So I know you really are itching to go with Fletcher. And
Derma Sotagaki, whatever it is. Derma.
You're really wanting to go with fierceness, aren't you?
No, I'm going with Derma Sotagaki, who will come running by Forever Young as the real true closer in the Japan Racing Association.
You very well may be right, my good man. It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't surprise me. You're a man of many talents. The Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker, stepping out on a limb with Therma, whatever his last name.
Sotagaki.
There you go.
Have a great weekend, my friend. Love you.
You too. Hey, and we did break down every race and gave our analysis. Anybody needs to know what the guide across there is. Anyway, if you see a speed, that's obviously speed. Stalker is those that lay off. Then true closers and then dead closers are the ones that come from way out. Anyway, have a great day. I love it. It's one of the greatest 2 days in racing. Let's get it done, buddy.
All right, buddy. Have a great one. See you, my friend.
See you, brother. Take care.
Bye.